Chapter 6, 1650 to 1689, The English Convention, Parliament, and the Colonies. Without a monarch during the Cromwell Protectorate of the 1650s, and due to a lack of constitutional authority, which required a royal writ to pass laws, England's Parliament met under the auspices of a convention. Without royal leadership, Parliament justified itself as a convention. The Convention Parliament of 1660 restored the throne to Protestant Charles II and then declared itself a true Parliament. Charles' brother, James II, assumed the throne in 1685. As a Catholic in a Protestant country, James II added to England's political turmoil until Parliament made it too difficult for him to reign. In 1688, James II abdicated the English throne, and the Convention Parliament met on January 22, 1689, to offer the throne to William and Mary, James' daughter. This royal switch became known as the Glorious Revolution. Again, the Convention proclaimed itself a true Parliament. This period in England caused consternation and fear in the American colonies due to on-again, off-again leadership and the vacillating religious turmoil. It left the colonies unstable, confused, and anxious, resulting in increased need and frequency for the convention process to restore a modicum of stability in their lives. In some cases, conventions installed new governments. The conventions were called by largely Protestant members as fears of the Catholic James II and his arbitrary and absolute government threatened. The colonies also faced a need for defensive action due to the French and their Indian allies.